24. Caleb. Colonel, are you okay? Hutch repeated, still looking at him. Walt was sitting up behind the corporal, still staring at Caleb, waiting to see what he would do. Hutch, Caleb said calmly. Yes, Colonel? Move. Hutch wasn't sure what he meant, but Caleb didn't wait. He shoved the corporal aside as he jumped off the rack and onto the floor. Walt did the same, and they landed facing one another, only centimeters apart.
Caleb, what happened to us?
The excursion into Veidt's machine network flashed through Caleb's mind, offering the experience to Ishak. He felt the advocate's disgust at the series of events, along with a tremble of fear at the sight of Nyarlath.
Free the queen or join the maniac Axon. Those are our options.
Colonel, Hutch said, standing beside the pair. What did you shove me for? Walt moved, reflexes enhanced by whatever Relia species was driving her. Her hand hit Hutch in the chest, throwing him back. He landed in the stairwell, slipping and falling out of sight.
Welcart, Walt said. Are you in?
Caleb stared into Walt's eyes. Hormones flooded into him, triggered by Ishak. There was another option, and from where he was standing, he was confident it was the right one.
Destroy them both.
No, he replied.
I'm going to find you, and I'm going to end you.
Walt replied with a sharp jab toward his face, so fast he never saw it, but he still managed to react to it. He jerked his head aside, sweeping his leg around her ankle and pulling her off balance. She fell back into the racks, and he nearly won the fight with one punch. Caleb's fist grazed her cheek before slamming into the wall and leaving a dent in the metal. The blow left his guard open, and Walt lunged into it, hitting him in the gut with a few quick jabs. The punches forced him back, and he turned himself to get more space, raising his hands in defense.
Don't drag this out. She's trying to get into our heads.
Caleb felt a slight pressure. Her Relia was pushing at them the same way it had in the field. They couldn't afford as much as a tie this time. If he lost consciousness again, if he wound up in the collective again, he and Ishak were as good as dead. He growled and surged forward, throwing a series of punches toward her head and chest. His hands were fast. Hers were equal. She blocked his shots one after another, finally grabbing his hand and turning it over, trying to break his wrist. He pulled back, dragging her off balance and reversing the grab, turning and throwing her over his shoulder onto the floor.
Bad move.
Caleb realized it right after he did it, as Walt rolled backward to her feet. Now she was blocking the stairs, and he wanted to go down them.
You could have been a general in the largest army in the universe, Walt said. You could have saved your entire country.
I'm a Marine, Caleb replied. My loyalty isn't for sale.
Walt rushed him, coming in harder and faster than before. The pressure in Caleb's head was slowly increasing. Ishak was fighting back, but the advocate couldn't effectively combat the Relia and feed him chemical cocktails at the same time. Walt didn't have to win. She only had to stall, which left Caleb in a bad spot. He did his best to fend her off, but she managed to get him in the mouth with a hook. The force of the blow stunned him for a moment, and she landed three more punches, cracking a rib in the process. He stumbled back on the ropes, hands up in a weak effort to stop the offensive. If Ishak could stun her only for an instant, he might be able to turn the tide.
If it doesn't work, we'll die.
They had to try. After the next punch left her off balance. She took it, the blow hitting Caleb in the chest with enough force it pushed him into the bulkhead. That turned out to be a benefit as it kept him upright while Ishak shoved back against the enemy parasite, using all of his force to take it by surprise. Walt shuffled for an instant, her hands dropping. Caleb caught her at the waist and pushed her to the ground, keeping his momentum forward and rolling over her and back to his feet. The move left him facing the stairs with Walt behind him, back at full strength. The pressure in Caleb's head intensified, Ishak weakened by the effort.
I can't hold it long.
Caleb didn't need much time. He entered the stairwell, practically collapsing down them. Hutch was still at the bottom, his neck bent at a bad angle, dead from the fall. Caleb jumped over him as Walt reached the top, giving chase. He rounded the corner, reaching the outer hatch for reactor control. He dropped beside it, grabbing at the panel along the wall.
What are you doing? Walt said, coming up behind him. She grabbed his arm and pulled, throwing him into the opposite bulkhead. The pressure was becoming too intense, causing flashes of light in front of Caleb's eyes. Walt rounded on him, trapping him against the bulkhead. The panel was almost off. He just needed to get to it again. But how the hell was he supposed to get past her? He had already used his best move to surprise her. She wouldn't fall for it again.
Caleb, hurry!
Ishek felt pained in his mind, struggling to keep the other Relia out. Walt smiled viciously in front of him, sensing his defeat.
I wish you had a family we could destroy, she said. I wish you had something we could take from you. Your life will have to do.
Her hands snapped out, reaching for Caleb's neck. He managed to get under it, grabbing it and pushing himself into her, lifting her and jumping so that her entire body hit the top of the deck. He let go of her, letting her roll off his back as his legs gave out. He fell forward onto his knees, his hands yanking at the panel. Walt was barely stunned and had her feet under her again within seconds. She grabbed his foot and tugged him back toward her.
Now you die, Caleb Card, she said, wrapping her arm around his neck and pulling back, choking him.
He brought his arm up behind him. He didn't need to see her to jab the micro spear into her side. The pressure vanished almost instantly. Walt gasped and let go of his neck as the spear extended through her body, traveling up to the Relia parasite and killing it. Caleb let go of the weapon, rolling them both over. Walt stared up at him, the rage in her eyes fading. Her eyes softened. The Relia was dead. Walt's mind her own for the first time in who knew how long. The internal injury caused by the micro spear was fatal to her as well. They both knew it. But she smiled anyway.
Thank you, she said.
Then she died. Caleb closed her eyes, wishing it hadn't come to this, but knowing he should have seen it coming. His whole body throbbed in pain, but it began to diminish as Ishek poured fresh adrenaline into it.
That was close. Too close. We're still alive,